This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Artillery fire in the Ukraine. Ukraine's military on Thursday accused Russian-backed separatists in eastern Ukraine of firing shells at a village in Lalungsk region, hitting a kindergarten. The military said there was no casualties. Earlier, the same Russian separatists in eastern Ukraine accused government forces in Ukraine of opening fire on their territory four times in the past 24 hours. The nonviolent peaceful protests by truckers and some Canadian citizens against the COVID-19 mandates in Canada took a turn for the worse in Parliament Wednesday when Prime Minister Trudeau called Republicans Nazis.
Conservative Party members can stand with people who wave swastikas. They can stand with people who wave the Confederate flag.
Canadian Parliament member Melissa Latzman fires back at Trudeau.
Mr. Speaker, when did the Prime Minister lose his way? When did it happen?
USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
As inflation cripples your buying power, buying a used car will dent your wallet.
The price of used cars is revving up even faster than new cars, and experts are sounding the alarm. According to Edmunds.com data, a three-year-old Dodge Grand Caravan is worth more than $25,000 today, up 69% from a year ago. The high prices are being fueled by a global computer chip shortage, increased labor and production costs, as well as supply chain delays. Edmunds.com Senior Manager of Insights Ivan Drury telling Fox Business, due to the price hikes, people are having to finance used cars even longer.
We're already looking at extremely long loan terms, averaging 70 months. That's new and used. Now, used vehicles are going $500 a month on average, so this isn't just a here and now problem, right? If you purchase something now and you've got to borrow money, it's going to play out for years down the road.
We are USA Radio News.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
As the country moves from COVID-19 pandemic to endemic, a surgeon at Johns Hopkins Hospital calls out the Center for Disease Control for keeping some findings secret. Dr. Marty McCary on Fox News.
Well, some of the most flawed and misleading studies of the entire pandemic have come from our own CDC. The two studies on natural immunity, which went against 150 other studies showing that it's effective, the Maricopa Mass Study, the Kansas Mass Study, all of these studies would not have passed any muster in a respected medical journal. But the CDC has its own journal called MMWR, which is not subject to independent peer review. So what they do is they hoard the data. They don't release the underlying raw data to researchers around the country. And in their own time, they publish in their own journal with their own conclusions, which often are not derived from the data presented itself. So what you have is this unprecedented trend of using scientific research for political propaganda. And if I were advising the administration right now, I'd say make all the data available to the public so researchers around around the country can do their own independent analysis. People just want honesty. They just want the data straight. They want honesty with their with the COVID data and the story.
The enormous underwater volcano off the coast of Tonga last month not only caused record plumes of ash into the air, according to GLD360, the ground-based global lightning detection network, the eruption triggered nearly 590,000 lightning strikes over a three-day period. I'm Lance Pry. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. That's 800-709-9174.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Never gotta look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Megan Barth is going to be joining us in just a moment, founder, proprietor of ReaganBabe.com, editor-in-chief of the NevadaGlobe.com, and she joins us now. Hey, Megan, how you doing?
Good morning, Bill. I'm doing great. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I'm just kind of amused by watching some of the media and some people being in vapors over what we've known all along, and that the Clinton campaign in cahoots with the FBI and CIA and the media accomplished a coup on this democracy that Nancy Pelosi wants us to believe that she so cherishes, when they were all in the tank on this move to surveil a president and execute something what amounts to be more grievous than what happened with Watergate.
Yeah, exactly. And what we've noticed since the Durham report was released on the Friday afternoon before Super Bowl, another document dump, we can't even rely on our legal system or a special prosecutor like John Durham to release breaking news, severe news, against a whole host of Democrats, including Hillary Clinton. We can't count on him to release it in due time or at a time when, you know, the press and others would be paying attention. And instead, we have another Friday document dump on the Friday right before Super Bowl.
Right.
And this document dump is substantial because it is and outlines a coup, as you say, because that's exactly what it was. And it outlines espionage at the highest level and treason. And so we're all here waiting for accountability, as we've been waiting for accountability for pretty much my whole entire lifetime when it comes to the Clinton.
Right.
And so we have none. And we have none because we have a corrupted government. We have a corrupted press. And because of the corrupted press, we still have people walking around believing that it was due to Hillary Clinton and the Democrats and our alphabet agencies that Donald Trump was an agent of Putin and tried to influence the election. I mean, you really, truly, truly have people that believe that.
Oh, there's no question. And it's shocking that here it is, regardless of the facts that have been brought out. I mean, everybody is, I say everybody, so much of the country has been ideologically fixed and deluged with this propaganda. No apologies from the media. Oh, yeah, by the way. And this is why, to me, they deserve no credibility. And they are There's such rapid corruption within these institutions that it's unbelievable. I mean, there is so much pressure in some regard on Durham to do his job. I mean, he's like the Obi-Wan Kenobi, potentially, of American democracy. Because here he is, he's got the power as a special prosecutor. This is why I'm saying, Megan, if there in fact a red wave, if a red wave does in fact happen, in spite of all the cheating and ballot busting and whatever, you know, that the Democrats are going to do, they got away with it in 2020. So what do you think the chances are that they're going to try to do anything close to 2022? Or they found ways to circumvent because they've learned, you know, what people are mindful of, whether it has to do with Dominion and the, and the connection with the internet and whatever, you know, so they're going to continue on with their shenanigans. But let's just say, okay, that, it's just, a red wave does happen. And I hear, you know, Leader McCarthy talking about, oh, we're going to give it right back to them. We're going to go after them. And I'm saying, please, would you mind save us time, save the people's money. What you need to do is forget about these show trials like the January 6th committee, this committee faux trial and faux investigation that's going on. I mean, we know they've already come up with a conclusion. It's just like the Warren Commission. They already knew what the end was going to be. They just needed to get enough people to go along with it, to, you know, so that they could write up the report and tell the people what they wanted the people to believe about the JFK assassination. And of course, you know, that continues to this day, as there will be some things continuing about Donald Trump, about the spying and everything. I mean, Leslie Stahl, I mean, she should be so embarrassed, because here she is in that conversation. I don't know if you saw this or not, but there she is telling, you know, President Trump, oh, there's no proof. You don't have any proof of that. Well, it's like, why don't you do your job, Leslie Stahl, 60 Minutes, who is known for investigative reporting and all this? Why don't you guys do your job and look into it? But you're saying, oh, Mr. President, you know, this is 60 Minutes, you know, we're all that in a bag of chips. And you think we're going to buy into conspiratorial ideas of you being investigated? It's like, even at that point in time, Megan, there was enough information on a just in a general context, that spying took place. Now, Donald Trump used the wrong words, and because he used the wrong words, the FBI and CIA chastised him, and the media jumped in and made fun of him. But the bottom line is they surveilled his campaign, and what's even worse is we're finding out from Durham, as if it wasn't bad enough they did at Trump Tower, they did it while he was president in the White House. That's pretty scary stuff.
Right. And so if they were surveilling Trump, I mean, they could be surveilling anybody. And let's not forget that it was James Clapper and the other guy.
Brennan.
Sorry. Brennan. James Clapper and John Brennan, who spied on members of Congress. And this is what communists do. They create enemies lists, and then they use the power of the federal government in order to go after their enemies within the halls of Congress and outside the halls of Congress. So it wasn't just – it's a dragnet, right? It wasn't just Donald Trump as president or campaigner-in-chief when he was running against Hillary Clinton that was being spied on. I'm sure they were spying on the entire administration.
Of course.
And creating files.
How'd they get Mike Flynn? How did they get Mike Flynn? How did they get Manafort? You know, like you said, it was a dragnet. And then, of course, that's not enough. So then January 6th comes, and now they're going to get anybody associated with Trump. Right? So like you said, at the very heart of it, this is all communist activity. This is what communists do.
Right, because the Democrat Party has turned into basically a bunch of communists with a whole bunch of power. I mean, when you look at the Democrat platform, it mirrors the Communist Manifesto. And quite frankly, it has for years. But we never had a spine in the GOP to really call people out for exactly who they are. And so when you mention that, you know, you got Kevin McCarthy again bloviating in front of the cameras, which he loves to do, talking about, oh, we're going to get them now. Oh, we're going to get them now. Well, we've been hearing that from Kevin McCarthy, and we've been hearing that from Mitch McConnell, and we've been hearing that from others that have the ability to do something about it. But Donald Trump represented a severe threat, and it wasn't to the American people. It was the establishment in Washington, D.C., both Republicans and Democrats alike. He was one of the greatest threats, and so he became enemy number one. And so what we have here now is absolute corruption that has grown into our intelligence agencies and manifested itself and spread and metastasized itself across all agencies. And now they have targeted not only Donald Trump, but as you say, the American people. And some of the American people are still sitting in a cell somewhere
exactly.
in D.C.
Got to go to break. More from Megan after this.
The phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Hey, welcome back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. And I really want to stress the independent aspect. I'm so grateful to the networks that carry this show because they allow us this forum. You know, Megan, there's so many people being canceled left and right. We were just talking with our good friend Adam Angieski from Open the Books. for many 8 years. He was involved with Forbes. They carried his investigations, you know, and he started focusing in, especially in the last couple of years, to hold Dr. Fauci accountable and to ask questions and to really follow up on statements that he made about his salary and what was available, and found out it wasn't as easily available as he said in Congress. And so Forbes, I guess evidently somebody threw a salvo over the bow of their boat, and they lost any bit of integrity and independence and folded, and they fired. They fired and disconnected, you know, from Adam, because they did not want him holding Dr. Fauci accountable. And this is happening all around throughout the media. The media has sold its soul. They are part and parcel of what happened to the Donald Trump administration at the people's expense. I mean, Megan, here, in spite of all the resistance, as you and I would talk about so fondly over the years, Nancy Pelosi and her brood, they just had to resist this president in spite of this. It was Barack Obama who said on his exit that the country would never do better GDP-wise than maybe 1.8. It would never see 2% GDP growth. It was there, and Donald Trump didn't know what he was talking about. And look what Donald Trump did in rapid order. In spite of all the resistance, in spite of all the interference by, you know, by the CIA, by these institutions that should be protecting our democracy, they sold themselves out. They undermined the president and we the people. But in spite of that, we were energy independent, lowest unemployment rates in a long time in our history. Our southern border was secure. Our national standing, international standing, was improving. We were on the verge of Middle East peace with five Arab states and Israel. And all that is flushed down the toilet with the signing of a pen and thrown away. And it's been a miserable 12 months since Joe Biden came in. But the cost of what the Democrats affected on the American people, because they hated Trump, and all chimed in with social media and mainstream media. I mean, shame on them. I mean, the people need to fight back and somehow let it be known that this is unacceptable. And whatever you have to do, we've got to do a major canceling of the cancelers, in my humble opinion, Megan Barth.
Yeah, you know, this reminds me of a quote. I actually took a picture. I believe it's on the Supreme Court, and it's by James Madison. It might be on the Library of Congress, but nonetheless, it said, "Knowledge will forever govern ignorance, and people who mean to be their own governors must arm themselves with the power which knowledge gives." Now, in order to strip people of their power, they must strip them of knowledge. And knowledge is provided through a free press, a free, open, and transparent press. People have been disarmed with knowledge because we have a corrupted press. We have a media that is basically the lapdogs and the cheerleaders of the Democrat Party, who provide cover for the Democrat Party when crimes are committed. They do not provide coverage. There's a big difference. Investigative reporting is basically extinct. We have maybe, two investigative reporters I can probably name off of in all of this country. And so when you have censorship, you are also denying people the power, which is knowledge. And so whether it comes to the COVID-19 virus and doctors like Peter McCullough and others speaking out and then basically deplatformed, when you give Dr. Fauci an enormous amount of power without any sort of challenge to the science, that's not science. And so censorship, and the reason why the First Amendment is the First Amendment, okay, is because we need a free flow of information and we need free speech in order to arm people with knowledge, in order to give them power.
Right.
And so, as you say, your friend, before we went to break, was accusing you of wearing a tinfoil hat. You know, we have other people saying, oh, well, that information, like, for example, Democrats, well, that's been debunked. Well, who debunked it and when? I don't remember some of this stuff being debunked. I don't remember an investigation going on outside of Durham into basically Spygate, as it was called at the time. And then you have Leslie Stahl, that's part of the apparatus, that said, well, this is 60 Minutes. You know, we can't publish something that we can't verify. Well, when you haven't attempted to verify the information, Leslie, then perhaps that's your problem. And the network's problem. If you have done zero investigation, zero inquiry, or even tried to look into some of these allegations, and it's the same with voter fraud. You know, we were told for years voter fraud doesn't exist. And then we were told, well, voter fraud isn't widespread. And then we were told, well, voter fraud wouldn't change the election. Okay, so it does exist, but you never looked into it when you were telling us that it was a myth.
Exactly.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So this is the problem that the American people have, and it's going to continue unless there are people in power that have more power than us that hold technology companies and media companies responsible and accountable for this violation of our constitutional rights. Censorship is the most egregious violation to the Constitution because it violates the First Amendment.
Well, and it lessens the power of the people, as you said, rightfully so. And as Madison reminded us of how important it is that, and my good friend John Whitehead with the Rutherford Institute is fond of saying that it is knowledge that precedes action. And what you say in that is you have to consider that it's the right knowledge, it's good knowledge. And the action is the right action, that which is the right action to do. And it's not just right in your eyes. It's what's right, really, ultimately, that can be sustained, that is, that's foundations are in the truth. And, you know, that takes work, Megan. You can't just do that off the seat of your pants. But, the Democrats don't want to do the work. This is why they don't want to have a debate. They don't want to discuss this stuff. It's easier for them just to yell and scream and cancel you than to really argue and debate the benefits of whatever it is that we're talking about. If it's like, okay, if your idea is that, elections should be in such a way to where you can cheat and you can steal, and that's not a problem. Well, you know, I'm sorry, I can't have that discussion with you because that doesn't work just from step one, okay? And they've led us down this road in a very subtle way by, as you say, saying, first of all, it doesn't exist. Eric Holder, our former attorney general of all people, saying, oh, it doesn't happen. And go, wait a minute. You have people getting arrested, spending time in jail. I mean, somebody must be stupid here because it doesn't exist. And then they say, well, it kind of exists. And then it says, oh, well, but it wouldn't matter anyway. And so, okay, so what is it? It doesn't exist. It kind of exists. It wouldn't matter anyway. Now the next step is, oh my goodness, we've got more people voted than the population of the United States. Does that give you any reason to pause and to consider that the fix was in a bigger way than we can? But no, we don't want to do the hard work and the analysis of it. We just want to say, hey, Megan, why don't you just shut up and go back in your corner with your tinfoil hat and, go have some fun. But we don't want to hear from you.
Well, if a campaign can spy and use the federal government to spy on another campaign, if political, people like Hillary Clinton and others can spy along with a tech company, and if you read the Durham report, they mentioned a tech company and a tech executive was involved in this espionage. Who was that? Why did you reject that? I want to know. So if these powerful entities can spy on a president and a candidate, is it so far off to believe that they could cheat and commit election fraud?
You see, but this is what they do to us. We've been analyzing this for years, and now it's all coming out slowly but surely and painfully. And meanwhile, the people that are not in office are there, and they are the ones making the rules at our expense. More. Thank you, Megan. Appreciate it.
From Exergen. A critical new FDA study proves that non-contact thermometers are not accurate. They also have inaccurate information on their labels regarding accuracy. New COVID strains are on the rise, and non-contact manufacturers are being irresponsible at a time when accuracy matters. Accurate temperature measurements are essential. Switch to Exergen because they are accurate and backed by over 100 clinical studies. Be sure, be accurate with Exergen. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Artillery fire in the Ukraine. Ukraine's military on Thursday accused Russian-backed separatists in eastern Ukraine of firing shells at a village in Lalungsk region, hitting a kindergarten. The military said there was no casualties. Earlier, the same Russian separatists in eastern Ukraine accused government forces in Ukraine of opening fire on their territory four times in the past 24 hours. The nonviolent peaceful protests by truckers and some Canadian citizens against the COVID-19 mandates in Canada took a turn for the worse in Parliament Wednesday when Prime Minister Trudeau called Republicans Nazis.
Conservative Party members can stand with people who wave swastikas. They can stand with people who wave the Confederate flag. We will choose.
Canadian Parliament member Melissa Latzman fires back at Trudeau.
Mr. Speaker, when did the Prime Minister lose his way? When did it happen?
USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
With you, America, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. Well, let me ask you, vegan, Mediterranean, keto? Okay, at the start of the new year, many Americans resolve to eat healthier by making changes to their daily diets. But with so many fad diets, new food trends, and misconceptions about them, finding what works for your lifestyle can be a bit overwhelming, right? Well, we are going to be talking with a dietitian. She's a registered dietitian. Bonnie Top Dix, and we're going to discuss one of the 2022's hottest food trends and what it really means to eat plant-based. With a spotlight on almonds and plant-based milk alternatives, she'll share the benefits of eating plant-forward and why she doesn't believe it needs to be an all-or-nothing approach to reap benefits. Bonnie, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hi, Bill. Great to be here.
Well, let's talk about a plant-based diet, what it really looks like, and what are the benefits?
Well, you know, plant-based diets are on fire these days, but a lot of people are confused about what it means. I'll tell you that it does not mean you have to go on a fad diet. It also doesn't mean that you have to be full-on vegetarian to reap the benefits of the power of plants. What it does mean is that you kind of mostly need to eat foods like beans and fruits and vegetables, grains, plant milk, and less emphasis on meat and poultry, eggs, cheese, and dairy milk.
Excellent. Well, Bonnie, I want to be up front with you because this is the way I work, is that we know that February 16th, National Almond Day, and I did bring in the morning with my Almond Breeze milk. Was that okay?
Wow, that is great. I am so happy to hear that. And, you know, we're talking about plant-based foods, and one of the easiest ways that you could have plant-based just to begin having the benefits is by having Almond Breeze Extra Creamy Almond Milk. Have you ever tried the new Extra Creamy Almond Milk?
No, now you're sending me to, I'm going to go check it out. This is great. Extra, I have not seen it.
Oh, it is perfect for cooking, baking, or just drinking by the glass because it has such a creamy, smooth mouthfeel. And as a dietitian, I love that it's an excellent source of calcium, vitamin D, vitamin E, and a good source of vitamin A. And, you know, it's only 80 calories per cup. It's 46% fewer calories than whole dairy milk, and it also has fewer calories than oat milk, which could go up to about 160 calories. So this is really a beverage with benefits.
Well, I'm wondering, because the Almond Breeze that I am using in my cereal, for example, is 80 calories, but I didn't notice if it said, you know, extra creamier, was an extra creamier version.
Yeah, you know, it's brand new, and I'm so excited to tell you about it because it is enriched with almond oil. And what's so important about that is that that really gives it such a creamy mouthfeel. That's why the name, Extra Creamy. And what I love about it is that you could also swap it one for one in any recipe where you would otherwise use dairy milk.
Okay. All right, well, you got me. I'm in. I'm going to the grocery store. I'm going to look for it, and hopefully it is there. But you said it's just new on the shelves, right?
Yeah, and, you know, if you go to almondbreeze.com, you could put your zip code into the website, and you could find where you could find it locally near you.
Easy enough. Well, Bonnie, for someone who's just starting out, what are some easy ways to incorporate more plant-based foods into their diet?
Well, you could start small by using something like Almond Breeze almond milk. And what I would do is I would be swapping that into any kind of recipe that otherwise would call for dairy milk. And you could just use it one-to-one. And it's really easy to use in so many different ways, in soups, in stews. I use it in muffins. I love to use it in my muffins because it just has such a rich, nutty taste.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, you know, I mentioned, you know, going to the grocery store. What's your advice how to navigate the grocery store and to find these new options along the lines of what we're talking about, Bonnie?
Yeah, well, it's so important to read food labels. That's why I wrote a whole book about the subject, because you need to really flip the package over to see what you're really getting. But most of us choose foods because of taste. And that is one of the reasons why I can't wait for you to go try Almond Breeze Extra Creamy Almond Milk, because it really does taste, I don't know, I just think it tastes fantastic. Mm-hmm. It's just so creamy, and it also has this really nice, subtle, nutty flavor.
Well, I'll let you know of my experience. Bonnie mentioned her book. She's an award-winning author, by the way. Read It Before You Eat is the name of the book. Taking You From Label to Table. She's the creator of the website betterthandieting.com. Bonnie Top Dix. Wow, this is great stuff. How about clearing up some confusion around the many different plant-based milks that are available?
Well, you know, as I mentioned, it's important to read the labels and see, you know, what product speaks out to you. I know when I look for something like a plant milk, like Almond Breeze, I just really like knowing that I'm giving my family something that could help meet their calcium needs, because everyone needs to have the right amount of calcium in their diets, and vitamin D and vitamin E. And, of course, I look at the carbohydrate content. I look at calorie content. And these are all numbers that are important for me, for my family. So I think that's why Almond Breeze is a great choice for us. And I think you need to see what is important for you.
And I got to tell you, and this is advice from my mother, who would always say to me, you know, you just you eat what makes you feel good to the level that doesn't make you, you know, like you're filled too, like you're overfilled, but it's your body will tell you. And I've got to say to you, Bonnie, that when I made the switch to the almond-based milk here. This was, it was automatic. I mean, it wasn't a transition. It wasn't like I had to go through some sort of transition and get used to it. It was like, it was a really neat surprise, and my body responded to it. So, you know, our body tells us a lot of what we need to know if we'll just listen, right?
Yeah, well, first of all, love that you listen to your mom. I think moms are really important.
Yes.
But the other thing is that, you know, Almond Breeze is lactose-free. Mm. And because it's lactose-free, it's easy for anyone in the family to enjoy it. But maybe what you were feeling is that you didn't feel as bloated or,
yes.
You know, when you drink milk, dairy milk. So I have a feeling that that's why the transition was so easy, is because it's so easy to welcome Almond Breeze to your meals.
Exactly. What are some surprising ways that we can use plant-based milk for the entire family? I know that, you talk to people all the time and they're sharing, you know, some of these ideas. What are they telling you?
Well, I know that I love to use it when I'm making muffins or if I'm making soup, and especially extra creamy Almond Breeze really gives soup a thicker, richer flavor and texture. But you can even use it in salad dressings if you want to. It's mm-hmm. just so easy to swap it into your diet, really any place that you would otherwise use dairy milk.
Well, Bonnie, as a registered dietitian, with all your experience, I mean, how did this start out for you?
Oh, that's really funny you asked that question. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, when I was a teenager, actually when I was younger, I had terrible eating habits. And I just decided that when I was around 17 that I wanted to lose weight and take my health in my own hands. And I lost a lot of weight. And when I went to college, I was supposed to major in psychology, but someone asked if anyone was interested in dietetics. And I wound up switching majors, switching schools, and the rest is history. And I really believe in balance. I've raised 3 kids to be really healthy eaters. They love to cook. They love to shop for food. I just think that it's important to put things in perspective and in balance without making your diet along a loud list and an avoid list. Everything could fit.
So after you go through this, you take your health into your own hands, you lose weight, you're looking great, and you go back to these high school reunions and all these guys that wouldn't give you a second look on what an idiot I was, right?
Well, I'm not going into that story here.
You don't want to be that vulnerable. After all, we just met, right? Bonnie Tomczyk is an award-winning author of Read It Before You Eat It, taking you from label to table, and creator of the website called BetterThanDieting.com. As we wrap things up, Bonnie, great fun here, great information. Thank you so much. Where can they go for more information?
Yeah, if you'd like more information about almond milk and how to use it in delicious plant-based recipes, go to almondbreeze.com or, as you mentioned, my website, betterthandieting.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Want to pay off your 30-year mortgage in half the time? Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. Take advantage of a lower rate with half the payments. If you're looking to lower your interest rate, pay your home off sooner, or pull out some cash, don't miss this opportunity. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again with rates this low. Our 15-year fixed rate is 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. It's not often to get such an amazing second chance to refinance and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 2.75%. 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. Network Capital has experts standing by right now to help. Call 800-500-1HIT, 800-500-1HIT, as in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1HIT, 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712, not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org, licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Financing Law, number 603D77, an equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval, call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming?
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here, and guess what? We got Dr. Ted Baer. Yes, it's all about Hollywood and entertainment from a biblical worldview with the founder and publisher of Movie Guide himself. Hey, Dr. Ted, how are we doing?
I'm doing well. It's a beautiful Wednesday. It's, I guess on Sunday it was 83 degrees. It's probably around 80 degrees here, so, mm-hmm. It's just like Detroit.
Yeah. Well, it was a day for the Chamber of Commerce, including those that were at the Super Bowl not wearing masks. I mean, people thought, well, maybe the governor had lifted the mask mandate. Either that or everybody went to, went to that class that that the mayor took and that taught them how to hold their breath throughout the entire time of the Super Bowl. I don't know.
Yeah, well, I should have rooted for the Rams, but I just saw the last few minutes and, it happened.
Yeah.
The Super Bowl happened for another year. My father used to watch it all the time. Now I'm 75, so this is a long time ago.
Yeah.
And I just can't do that. So. Yeah. There it goes.
I will tell you there were some interesting points there. I still don't understand halftime, so you didn't miss anything, and I don't know how these players put up with 40 minutes of interruption. Some would say that this was the best halftime show ever, but I think you'd have to forget the halftime show that was presented by the likes of Sir Paul McCartney or Prince or others, Michael Jackson as well. I don't think that this came anywhere close, but that's okay. Everybody has their opinion, and that's fine. But the Super Bowl was great. It was a great demonstration. I loved that there were some faith stories that came out, prior to and afterwards. Exactly. And I thought it was very, very touching. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So
was the best part of it. I agree.
So that was good. And then you got the Olympics that has come and is kind of going and not a whole lot of people are paying a whole lot of attention. And I only bring this up just from a cultural standpoint because you monitor what is grabbing people's attention. And certainly the Olympics, which has, you know, been characterized as the genocide Olympics, sadly, is just unfortunate.
Okay, let me ask you an important question. How many people were watching the Super Bowl?
I don't know the millions, but I think it was, I know that it had to be a record in number because people had been coming back, especially because of the playoff series. There were such great games and people are coming back. And also, I believe the NFL was wise to, you know, stay away from this, you know, Black Lives Matter narrative and, you know, Colin Kaepernick stuff and just give the people what they wanted. And that is entertainment, a good football game.
Well, I'm hoping that's right. But, you know, usually they announce the numbers right after, right after the Super Bowl. And they have not announced the numbers.
Interesting. You know, it was a good question to ask, and I didn't know that answer. So,
yeah, so they usually announce the numbers like this is the biggest ever because they want advertisers to start signing up for the next one. And when they don't announce the numbers here in Hollywood where numbers are everything, you know, they dictate what movies are made, and that's right. Why we have influence through the Movie Guide Awards and the report to the entertainment industry, because we show them that family films make more. Mm-hmm. I'm wondering what those numbers are at any moment in time, just because is it going to continue?
Exactly. Well, the other thing to think about, you know, to your point, is what it costs per ad. Did you realize the number? Per 30-second ad, what they're charging for? So they you would think that they would be on the on top of the numbers, but maybe they're trying to break it gently to these people that paid $7 million per 30 seconds of ad.
Right. Well, there's another point. You know, did you notice that most of the advertisers were new? They weren't the consistently advertising group that had done it for years.
Mm-hmm.
The people that rush to pay these exorbitant fees, which is needed by the NFL, AFL, so they can pay exorbitant fees to the athletes.
Exactly.
The people that rushed to do it were almost unknown. Some of the advertisers, I still can't figure out what they're advertising, like team, whatever it is. It just, what is it? What is they advertising? Can you tell me that? They come in and consult? What do they do?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. The numbers, Ted, as I'm reading now, got up to 114.4 million. No, that was the record. That was the record of 2015. But this was still 16% higher than it was last year, and the total was 112.3 million.
Okay, there it so is. It went down a little bit from, you know.
Well, we're going back to with the record that was higher. It was 16% higher than last year. But keep in mind, last year, you know, people were fed up with the NFL because of all this, the NFL, the Colin Kaepernick controversy, all this stuff. It did them no service. But, again, I think the lead up, the playoffs were exciting games, and the NFL did a better job in not getting into the politics.
From what I saw, the game was very exciting. The last few minutes lasted forever and were wonderful.
Exactly.
And it was like when, you know, my alma mater was playing football for the Ivy League championship, and it was all determined in the last 2 minutes. But all the variety and, the Hollywood Reporter messages are not very positive. And you have to remember that Variety and the Hollywood Reporter, the critics are made to be critical.
Yes.
You know that, Bill.
Right. Yes.
So they feed on anything that goes less than the peak. So every year the Academy Awards were less than the peak. Well, so Variety and Hollywood Reporter were continually criticizing them to the point that it's hard for the Academy Awards to even make a dent in their former television audience because people get this negative. A lot of young people, and we know this because we monitor the numbers all the time, they want to be part of a big movie.
Yeah.
So you ask, why do they want Spider-Man? It's not the greatest Spider-Man. That was number two. Why do they want Spider-Man? Because it's the numbers tell them, I have to see it. Everybody else is doing it. Mm-hmm. And if everybody else is not doing, what is everybody else doing? Because I want to be on that bandwagon.
Yes, exactly. Well, let's talk about some reviews from Movie Guide. Uncharted.
Uncharted is a very fun action adventure based on not me having a phone call at this time, which is really weird, based on the fact that it was based on a game. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of news about how well made it is and how they were able to translate the game into a live action movie. The movie is actually very well done. It's about two ancestors, two kids who were descended from Francis Drake, who were looking for the gold that Magellan had. Mm-hmm. But the trouble is that they're doing it with another guy. There's theft, but one of them is pro-life. Some of the comments in it are very Christian. They've got to find a cross to open is the key to opening the door. Mm-hmm. And one of them is the father or grandfather says, I'm not looking for gold or whatever. I'm looking for, I trust in Jesus. Mm-hmm. So there's some good things in it.
Wow.
But it's just a big, blown up, expensive and fun movie with mm-hmm. a mixed pagan worldview. So what would I say? I'd say probably strong caution, probably older children, because you don't want younger children to buy into some of the paganism
exactly.
in the movie.
Mm-hmm. But it's still a teaching moment, even for those kids that go and be prepared to address these issues that will come up. What about The Wolf and the Lion, Tim?
The Wolf and the Lion is funny. I mean, to me, just reading about it, it's funny. But it's about a young woman who's going off to become a famous singer, and she, a lion gets stuck in a tree. She rescues the lion, then a wolf brings her baby pup to this Alma's house as well.
Mm.
Now, if you think about the implausibility of this, you will not enjoy the movie because it's highly implausible. Mm. And then they grow up. And she disappears. She has an accident in the woods, and then somebody has to rescue her. And during the rescue service takes the wolf and the lion. So she has to rescue them. Highly improbable. I should think that if, they grew up, they would suddenly turn on her, like the polar bears did that adventurer in mm-hmm. Alaska. But they didn't. And it's sort of an environmentalist movie, which is got its cute points, but it's not great.
Mm-hmm. Okay. There's more to the story of Whoopi Goldberg that you write about. We got a couple of minutes left. Let's open up that chapter. What's going on here?
Well, I've interviewed Whoopi Goldberg, and, a lot of people have trouble with the Holocaust. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of Holocaust denial in the world. The deeper thing about what her denial was, they said that Jews are not a separate race, which they've considered them, and what it constitute a race. You've got to say the Semitic races are different. That's what they say. Now, as Christians, we say, we're all created by God, so we're all one people in God's eyes, so we're all subject to creation. So there's sort of she was completely annoying about the Holocaust. But what comes out of all this is that all of this Hitler persecuting the Jews, wanting to destroy them, creating the master race, all comes from Darwin. And our schools worship Darwin.
Yes.
And this has been going on for a long time, that we have been just absolutely manipulated by a false science. And I used to be a research engineer for NASA, so I understand a little bit of science. And this is bad. And poor Whoopi was caught completely confused. I like Daniel Lappin. He's a friend of mine. He's a rabbi. And he said nobody should be removed just because they say things that are stupid or that they're wrong. That free speech is what we want on Bill's
right.
program,
yes.
our program. Mm-hmm. Even when we make mistakes, free speech helps the truth to come out. It doesn't do any good to keep, muzzling people.
Without a doubt.
That's my take on it.
Well, I'm right with you, Ted, and I appreciate you reporting on it. That's why we say it's all about Hollywood and entertainment from a biblical worldview with the founder and publisher of Movie Guide, Dr. Ted Baer. Dr. Ted, as always, appreciate it. God bless.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Anytime.